This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, yo.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network Studios in San Francisco, California. Yes, the man was correct in that introduction. My name is Pedro Fernandez, often imitated but never duplicated. 35 years of radio presence. Find out why for the next hour as I take you on a ride through the world of mixed martial arts. We'll talk both boxing and MMA. Of course, open phone lines around the planet. You can join us. This is your show if you want. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. You can text the studio. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Fights on DAZN today. Fights on ESPN Plus. Of course, my man, Vasyl Lomachenko, once beaten fighter, doing his thing at 135 pounds. We'll see how he does against Jose Pedraza. Supposed to be a walkover fight. We'll see. But pound for pound, they consider him one of the best in the game. I'm talking about Vasyl Lomachenko, two-time world amateur champion, current WBA 135-pound champion, moving up from 130. All right. Wait, I'm not done. HBO boxing is happening. That's right. The Godfather, Larry Merchant, was going to appear this morning, but he's getting ready for his last show, the last HBO show. And yes, The Godfather will make an expanded cameo, I'm told. An expanded cameo. That's what the HBO producer told me. An expanded cameo. I don't know what that means. But the bottom line is Larry Merchant will be part of that final HBO broadcast. And of course, featuring a couple of females on top in the main event. Straight up, fantastic show for you. Of course, the world of mixed martial arts, the UFC rocking and rolling. Man, Max Holloway defending the World Featherweight Championship tonight against the icon, the future of MMA. I'm talking about Brian Ortega, folks. The best fighter, pound for pound in the game. Is he? He's a great personality. He's a good guy, and I think he's going to beat Max Holloway. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide from the Sports Byline Studios of City by the Bay. And, of course, this is the main ingredient in Cuba Gooding Sr., the late Cuba Gooding Sr. I knew both Junior and Senior. Junior, of course, won the Academy Award. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets?
Then call.
That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Now, more Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
Spent some time in the room this song was recorded in. Bit of a trip going back in time to the Motown Museum, Detroit, Michigan, Grandview Boulevard. Spend a couple hours in there, and man, you just like, it all comes back to you. Michael Jackson, the glove, you name it. All the Motown memories at the great Hitsville, USA, baby. The basement of Berry Gordy, of course, he started Motown Records. The basement of his house was turned into a recording studio, and the rest is history. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The Saturday edition, of course, Saturday is an hour. At 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. That's an hour on Saturday. But we come back on Sunday with a two-hour show. It's 2 hours, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Of course, 3 hours of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Both programs start at 11 a.m. Pacific time, Saturday and Sunday. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time. And, of course, 8 o'clock a.m. in Honolulu, Hawaii. Straight up, good night of boxing. Let's talk about this boxing schedule tonight. Of course, HBO is going to go out with a women's card, Cecilia Bracus versus Alexandra Magnet, put it just like Magnet Lopez. Of course, they're going to fight for the Women's Welterweight Championship, 147 pounds. Juan Francisco Estrada is on the card against Pedro Guevara. And Clarissa Shields, the most boring female to ever put on a pair of boxing gloves, taking on Frankie Hermans in defense of the IBF, WBA, and WBC World's Women's Championship. Good Lord, if I ever see her fight again, it will be way too soon. In fact, if you're a crackhead or you're a methamphetamine, or you're a drug addict and you haven't slept in weeks, watch this chick box tonight, and I guarantee you'll get 8 hours in. Anyway, December 8th, of course, boxing at Fantasy Springs as well. Renee Alvarado and Carlos Morales. And boxing is just not done. It's rocking and rolling. Of course, it's going across the pond. Talk about Kell Brook will be fighting on DAZN. ESPN Plus and ESPN are going tonight. And, of course, Renee Alvarado and Carlos Morales are going to come to you from Fantasy Springs. That's on Facebook. So all kinds of televised fights. But we're going to concentrate in this segment on an upcoming fight in January between my next, well, okay, he's not a guest, but listen, once he starts talking, you'll know who Adrian Broner is.
Thank you very much.
Hey, man, F*** all that. Let me see the mic. Hey,
Hold on.
I beat your ass. Look at his face. It looked like I beat him with Martin Luther King with, man.
You know what? I'm going to be honest. I'm an honest man. We went at it for 12 rounds. That's what
we
it was.
Go at it. That's gay.
We can do it again.
Going at it is gay. I beat your ass.
We can do it again.
I beat your ass like you stole something. I beat your ass like you got suspended from school. I beat your ass like you stole my boxing tabs, nigga.
We can go and get some more if you want.
Huh?
You heard me.
You bruised up?
I'm ready to fight right now, fool.
Come on, man. Your face cut up. You need peroxide and alcohol.
You need to settle down.
You need peroxide and alcohol. Boy, your face on 6ix9ine right now. You a blood.
All right. Did you think you won the fight?
I thought I won the fight. But at the end of the day, I can't argue and I can't dispute the judge's decision.
Why do you think you won the fight?
Because I was landing clean, effective blows from the outside. And then I settled in, find the inside, hit him with some clean, hard body shots. I thought it was a good fight. I felt it was up, but at the end of the day, I can't dispute the decision from the judges.
You threw a lot more punches, over 800. You certainly won the early rounds, but it seemed like Adrian came back in those middle rounds and won those. What happened to the complexion of the fight during those middle rounds?
If that's your fair assessment of the fight, does that argue with the judge's decision?
No, but I'm asking you a question. What do you believe happened? And that's how the judge's cards reflected as well.
Well, it wasn't far off. So that means that it must have been a close fight for every judge to have it close. Two of them had it a draw. The other had it a close fight.
Did you think that you had won the fight going into the 12th round?
I did. I felt that it was a good fight. I thought I was up by two rounds. Personally, but like I said, I'm not looking from the outside. I'm finding the inside, so I'm relying on the judges to make the right decisions.
Did the cut in the 11th round bother you as the fight for the final two rounds?
It did, but this is a fight. We can't make any excuses. If there's a cut, if there's a bruise, we need to keep fighting, and that's exactly what I did. I gave the fans a show. I gave the fans, fight fans here in Brooklyn, a show. I hope that they enjoyed it, and we hope to come back and do it again soon.
And you said you'd like to fight him again, correct?
Of course. We'll run it back.
Okay. Adrian. Why do you feel that you won the fight?
First of all, I want to thank God for nobody getting seriously hurt. Y'all can boo, it's cool. Second of all, you know, I want to thank Jesse Vargas. You know, he's a two-time world champion, you know. He came to fight. But at the end of the day, man, y'all know I beat him, man. No homo, man. I won that fight. Point blank, period.
The early rounds, Vargas won the fight through a tremendous amount
so
more
even
punches.
You
hold
think
on, hold
I beat
on,
him.
Hold on, hold on. But then in the middle rounds, hold on. Hold on, sir. But then so in the middle rounds, you turn things around. What turned the fight around and enabled you to connect with your left so often in those middle rounds?
I was connecting with rights, too. Was you watching? You got cataracts, your ass up? Did you see?
No, they're not. Do you want to answer the question? What changed things from the early rounds to those
I got warmed up. I got warmed up, and I started putting hands on him. Point blank, period.
Were you a different fighter with Kevin Cunningham in your corner? Did things, the big changes that you had looked for, were you able to enact them?
You're a different fighter with that different suit on. Did things change when you changed that old-ass suit?
I don't have any different trainers or any different tailors. Was your trainer a help this evening?
Of course. I want to thank Coach Kevin Cunningham, and I want to give the biggest thanks to him, and one of the biggest thanks to my original coach, Mike Stafford, for understanding I needed to do something different and just stay in my corner. So, you know, I got to give a good thanks to that.
No thought. Would you like to fight Vargas again based on this draw?
Hell yeah, but let's go to my town. You know, I want to fight in where I'm from. There's hella Mexicans and shit in here. Everybody keep booing me and shit. They want rice and chicken. I want some motherfuckers that want some conies around me.
Adrian Broner, what can I say? Boxing needs personalities, folks. I kid you not. Cincinnati, Ohio, of course, the only guy that's ever appeared on the show and got a haircut at the same time. Yeah, he did it in the Cincinnati barber chair. I kid you not, it was like 5 years ago. But, of course, his peak I thought was maybe 12 pounds ago at 135 pounds. But here at 147 pounds, he takes on Manny Pacquiao. Of course, Manny Pacquiao, the Filipino icon man. But he's almost, take it back, he is 40 years old.
You know, certain fights motivate you differently.
My birthday, December 17th.
How old are you gonna be?
40.
Who wouldn't want to have a win like Manny Pacquiao on their record? You know, he wants to show the people that he still got that spark in his tank, and I definitely want to show everybody that I'm still the AB that everybody once feared.
I saw his couple fights, and he's good. He's fast.
You know, everybody got critics, but Manny Pacquiao done lost about 8 times. And they still behind him like he got. When I defeat Manny Pacquiao January 19th, I will be back and a bag of chips.
The pressure is in me because fighting with a young opponent.
I'm fighting for me, but it's more for my children.
I just want to prove it to the people that Manny Pacquiao is still there, still alive, very dangerous, 100% condition.
With this win, you know, I can change my life forever. I'm putting it all on the line.
All my countrymen is united.
Every punch I throw, I'm punching with the hood behind me.
And I'm excited for January 19th.
You know, I ain't playing. I ain't coming in to lay down. I ain't coming in to lose. None of that. If he think this gonna be his breakout celebration, he got it f***ed up.
That's Adrian Broner. If he don't talk a lot, then that's not him.
Wow. What can I say other than Adrian Broner and, of course, Manny Pacquiao going to hook it up on the 19th of January. It's on pay-per-view. I think it's worth watching. Pacquiao, of course, 60-7, a couple of draws, 39 KOs, been stopped three times. Adrian Broner, 33-3, 24 stops, never been stopped. I figure it's going to be an entertaining fight, folks. Personalities make boxing. Speaking of personalities, Tyson Fury, we'll talk about him next up on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I don't want to predict this fight, but, you know, I'm going to promise that I can give a good fight, you know, to make people happy, and I just do my best.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
My mother said it's not bragging when you're telling the truth. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking the world of combat sports, both boxing and MMA. We'll talk mixed martial arts, of course, UFC rocking and rolling tonight. Man, the UFC's got a good card. The main event, I'm taking it back, it's got a great main event. Brian Ortega, of course, the undefeated lad from East L.A., good-looking kid, Mexican-American, talks a good game, walks a good game, started a couple of benevolent foundations already in his professional career. So I think he's on the right track to superstardom. We'll find out when he meets Max Holloway. We'll talk about that in depth in the segment, our next segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, still talking boxing. Let's talk about some results. Of course, boxing news 1 week ago. The WBC heavyweight title went on the line at the City of Angels Staples Arena, Staples Center, L.A., of course, home of the L.A. Lakers, and now King LeBron James. Oh, wow. What can I tell you? Tyson Fury licked Deontay Wilder like a stamp. In fact, he should have been arrested for domestic, maybe not domestic violence, but just for willful battery. He just did what he wanted with Deontay Wilder, held his hands behind his back a couple times and said, go ahead and hit me, and stuck his chin out at him. I mean, good Lord. I'm talking about Deontay Wilder, just out of his realm. You see, because if he's a street fighter. We talked about this with Larry Merchant a few weeks ago, and it was a question brought up, or a topic brought up, by Hector Martinez, of course, the former two-time amateur Golden Glove champion, of course, Roberto Duran's manager for a while. Anyway, he said, you know, there are too many fighters that are just in shape nowadays. They're fighters, not in shape. They're not boxers. They learned how to fight before they learned how to box, and you probably should learn how to box before you learn how to fight, or you learn how to box and fighting comes with it, okay? Because, you know, Wilder looked like a street fighter. He looked like a 6'7" street fighter. I've always said, and I still say this, if I was 10 inches taller than I am, at 6'7", I would be knocking all bums still with my skills. I just would, and I'm an old man, okay? If you've got that kind of height and you can't put it together, I mean, one, two, or three punches, something's wrong. And Deontay Wilder couldn't put punches together. It was one punch here, one punch there. Yeah, he knocked down Tyson Fury with a left hand in the 12th round. Fury got knocked down, no doubt about it, and got knocked down again in the 12th round. And that 12th round knockdown, it was such a knockdown to a point where I said, dead. That's what I'm saying to myself. He's knocked dead. He ain't moving. He ain't moving. His legs weren't moving. It didn't look like he was breathing. I mean, for this split second, Tyson Fury was frozen, just frozen, didn't move. All right, and then he jumped up. He got up like, holy cow. He got up, and of course, referee Jack Reese had him do the Association of Boxing Commissions, the referee's dance, I call it now, when they get a fighter up after a knockdown, and they make them step to the side to see if they got the balance. Because, see, guys can walk straight and forward, forward and backwards pretty easy when they're messed up. But get them to walk sideways, it's a bit difficult, and it's a challenge. So that sort of tells a referee where a fighter is at. And from a neurological point of view, okay? And Tyson Fury was able to do it, all 6'9" of them, okay? And then what did he do? He gets up off the deck, and he starts kicking Deontay Wilder's, you know what? I mean, just all over the place. I mean, just beating him up, man. I don't know if Wilder was emotionally spent after watching that guy hit the canvas out cold and then coming back like that. Maybe that was too much for him, or he was just tired himself and his shot is wide. But, you know, he didn't throw too many punches. And I think at one point in time, he had landed like 16% of his punches. And yet these judges had it close. Now, having been, man, I found myself in a precarious position here because I've been certified by the Association of Boxing Commissions as a boxing judge. So I'm not really supposed to criticize other judges, but to not criticize these judges would be like to say that I'm Ray Charles and I'm totally blind to what's going on around me. I can't do that, okay? I mean, it was a breakdown in the scoring. One judge gave Deontay Wilder the first four rounds. Well, most boxing experts, including I hate using his name, but Floyd Mayweather, even Floyd thought that Tyson Fury won like almost every round except for the two rounds he got knocked down. And I'll go back to that 12th round I just talked about when Tyson Fury got up off the deck, because when he got up off the deck, he proceeded to slap the snot out of Deontay Wilder till the bell. Okay, just beat him up until the bell. So you can't make that a 10-8 round. You can't. I went to a judge's seminar in Panama City just a few weeks ago, a fortnight ago, given by Dwayne Ford, of course, the Las Vegas-based judge. He's got a couple hundred world title fights under his belt, if not more. Anyway, like the godfather of judges right now, no doubt about it. Anyway, he talked about, you know, when a guy gets knocked down early in the round and then a guy gets up and the guy goes on to, like, kick the snot out of somebody, you got to give him something for that. So it's either got to go, it's got to go 10-9. Some judges have went so far as to make it even. I don't know if I'd go even because a knockdown is a decisive blow, running somebody horizontal, okay, with a clean shot. But still, I had it 10-9 for Deontay Wilder in the 12th round. So I had it like, you know, 117, 111. That was my score. I gave Deontay Wilder 3 points. I gave him 2 points for the 9th round and 1 point for the 12th round. That's 3 points. That's it. The rest of the rounds he lost. Everybody's willing to admit that. Just about everybody. I mean, and, you know, this is just another instance in which an American fighter got the benefit of the judging on American soil. I hate to say it, but Andre Ward against Sergey Kovalev the first time around. Of course, Ward came back in the second fight and destroyed Kovalev. Just took his macho away from him. But the first fight, God knows, Andre Ward probably lost that fight and got the benefit of a close decision. Okay, but straight up, Tyson Fury was so far ahead that even if you gave him 2 10-8 rounds, that's still not enough to win the fight. Still not enough to win the fight, okay? Not enough to win. It would be 116, 112 at that point in time. I have to tell you, when I look at the judging of the fight, I say to myself, what were the guys looking at? Were they mesmerized by the showboating, the taunting, the ring generalship? And I think you have to call it ring generalship. I mean, whether it's dysfunctional or it isn't Ali-like, but he was sort of like Ali because he taunted Deontay Wilder. I mean, sticking his chin out, putting his hands behind his back. Good Lord. I mean, if anybody gave me an opportunity like that, I'd be clipping, throwing combinations, jumping in, right? But Wilder didn't. Why didn't he? Because I think he was taken aback by the fact he was being outboxed, that he was fighting a bigger guy, that for probably the first time in his life, Deontay Wilder was fighting a guy that was bigger than him. And when you walk around this world and you're 6'7" and you're slapping the snot out of people in the amateur ranks, make it to the bronze medal level of 2008 games, and then you go on a knockout run where you knock out 39 of 40 opponents. Ooh, 39 of 40 opponents, but, you know, 39 knockouts, maybe 36 of those guys were less than world class or less than, you know, top 10 material and that kind of good stuff. So maybe he's only had a couple of fights against top 10 guys. And then he comes back with this fight against Tyson Fury and flops miserably. He flopped miserably. You cannot perform any much worse than Deontay Wilder did from an offensive point of view, with the exception of those two knockdowns. In fact, back to the aforementioned Hector Martinez, the manager of Roberto Duran. He said that in his mind, Tyson Fury lost only 18 seconds of that fight. The two knockdowns, that was it. Those two nights where he was down 1 point and down the point, that's it. He thought that was the only 2 points in the fight in which Tyson Fury was on the losing end of it. And I almost have to agree with him because outside of those two rounds, I said I didn't give Deontay Wilder anything. The judges, Larry Merchant, he talked about it last week. He wanted to give the judges a bit of a pass and things like that. But, you know, you can't give the judges a pass. You have to stand up and say, you know, what was that? What's going on here? What was I looking at? Was I looking at my blind eyes or the judges? Who am I supposed to believe? Well, you're supposed to believe your gut. And if you watch each round and then you like sort of mark down, you know, who won after each round, you would have marked down after 12 rounds if you just judged on the rounds basis, because most fight fans just judge fights on the rounds. So, yeah, who won that round, fighter A or fighter B? Okay, so when you've got fighter A winning 10 of 12 rounds, how can you have it a draw? How can you have it a split decision draw? How can you do that? And how can one judge, I'm not going to name him, go four straight rounds, give the first four rounds to Deontay Wilder? I mean, good Lord, I'm not going to say anything other than that, but how could he, as I said, the Ray Charles, the blind singer that passed away many years ago, he would have saw that one. Anyway, let's go to the results. Of course, Antonio Maron, 24-3, destroyed late sub Victor Zuniga. Of course, 19-3 now, 10 whacks in the second round on Friday night. That was in Mexico City, of course. Big fight south of the border, no doubt about it. Of course, in some of these zone fights, of course, so they're concentrating on the U.S. and in Europe. Of course, they got Kell Brook going tonight, but I got it in a couple hours. Anyway, I got to tell you, they're going to expand into South America big time. The Zone, ESPN Plus. When these guys start fighting for numbers, it can only get good for boxing. The World Boxing Council, Board of Governors, the world of bunko and chicanery to some people. Did I make that name up? Yes, I did. Has voted unanimously to sanction a direct rematch. Was direct mean like immediate? What does direct mean? Direct, come on. Between WBC heavyweight title holder Deontay Wilder, still undefeated now, 41-0 or 40-0 with a draw on 39 wax, and Tyson Fury, of course, 27-0 with one draw and I think some like 22 wax, something like that. Anyway, WBO middleweight champion Demetrius Andrade just got that title about two, 3 weeks ago, arrested in Providence, Rhode Island for carrying a gun. They pulled him over and found a Glock 19 and a magazine with 10 rounds in the champ's backpack. He was released posting bail. Undefeated boxing legend, get this, Pretty Floyd Mayweather. Good Lord, do I got to mention him again? Johnny Singh says, yes, Pedro, you got to mention him again. Floyd Money Mayweather and kickboxing Tenshin Nusagawa will battle in a special exhibition fight on New Year's Eve from Japan. Now, seriously, the fight will be based on the following rules and regulations. 3 minutes per round for three rounds. Oh, boy. Straight boxing rules. Both will wear Ryzen 8-ounce gloves. They'll weigh 147 pounds. No judges. Come on, man. Come on. This isn't boxing or MMA. This is like a circus. Floyd's going to fight another kickboxer, but he's not going to let him kick. Yeah. Well, how about if Floyd fights the guy and he can't punch? That's about the same thing. Bottom line is it's a farce. Anything involving Floyd Mayweather at this point in time is a farce. Of course, I thought he's been a farce all along. Remember what I said to him? He's pulled off the biggest con perpetrated on the American public since Paul Newman and Robert Redford in the movie The Sting. I kid you not, maybe. And Godfather Larry Merchant maybe thinks it's longer than that. Anyway, the con man working, going back to work January 1st in Japan for big bucks, no doubt about it. Talk about Floyd money. I hope his check gets cash or bounced, Mayweather. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live, baby, on Sports Byline.
You can say, how did I get up from the knockdowns? I don't know.
Two can make a wish come true, yeah.
One can stand alone in the dark, yeah.
Two can make the light shine through.
It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Me and you.
Yeah, we sort of stopped paying attention and racked up a lot of debt.
Yeah. It was stressful. He blamed me for my credit card debt, and I blamed him for building that man cave.
It's awesome. Anyway, we stopped blaming each other, did our homework, and read that a smart way to consolidate debt is to get a fixed-rate loan. But getting a loan was brutal.
And a time drain.
So I was in my man cave researching personal loans, and I found Best Egg.
Yep.
They have an A-plus rating with the BBB, and Best Egg handles everything online, start to finish.
And Consumer Affairs gave Best Egg 5 stars for their easy online loan app. And we could be approved and funded in as little as one business day. I applied online with no impact to my credit score.
She always takes credit for my wins. But long story short, she got an awesome loan, yep, paid off our cards and some bills while lowering our monthly payment. The Best Egg loan was like a total fresh start.
Yeah.
Visit bestegg.com/blue. Bestegg.com/blue.
Subject to credit approval. Actual rates, fees, and approval times will vary.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Started it off right there, rocked him. Sends a go. Mike, Domi, and Guida. Oh, head kick.
Guida's pace is relentless. 45.
Get him, the head kick and the takedown.
Maynard and Edgar putting on a show.
Outstanding.
Wow.
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all. And he's got Maynard.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
There is no place I'd rather be than with you.
He's lying. I've been around the dude, believe me. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking in the world of boxing and MMA. I remember Don King owning Donald Trump one morning. We were having breakfast, brunch. Man, we had it going on there. We, of course, had our own, basically our own cook. When Don was running things at these big fights, of course, in Atlantic City at the Trump Hotels. I think we were hanging out at the Taj Mahal at that point in time. Of course, having the big fight between Mike Tyson and Carl the Truth Williams in the Atlantic City Convention Center. But he called, the phone rang, down came Donald Trump. And, you know, I remember Don said to me, "Hey, Pedro, Donald Trump's coming downstairs." Because I was the outsider in the office, okay? You know, everybody else was like on Don King's payroll, and I wasn't. Anyway, so he goes, "Pedro, Don King's coming down. Donald Trump's coming down." I said, "I'm eating on some food." I said, "Yeah, so I don't care. I don't give a." He goes, "Yeah." And he goes, "The mofo don't shake hands." You know what mofo means. And I said, "I don't want to shake his hand anyway. Then don't mess it up for us." He used the F word. "Go in the back and sit down and eat your food back there." So I went in the back and I sat down. I ate my food because I was in Don King's office to use the free long distance on his phone. Because, you know, man, it was like $10 a minute from the hotel. I kid you not, back in those days, back in 1989. Anyway, Donald Trump came in. Don King worked him for like 117 hotel rooms. I mean, 117 different nights for this upcoming fight between Tyson and Carl the Truth Williams. Of course, Carl the Truth Williams was knocked out in 93 seconds. It took 2 seconds longer to make a believer out of the truth. I take about a liar out of the truth than it did to make a believer out of Michael Spinks. Of course, Michael Spinks falling in 91 seconds in 1987. They called it once and for all. I was there and it was called once and I'll fall. Speaking of fall, who's going to fall tonight? Max Holloway, of course, UFC rocking and rolling. The card coming to you from Canada, I believe Toronto, Canada. But in the main event, unbeaten Brian Ortega, the kid that I'm so high on. You know, I'm really, really high on this guy, super high on him. I really think that he's the next iconic icon to come out of the world of mixed martial arts. I just think he is. Although I think Max Holloway is a gifted champion. There's no doubt about it. I think he's lost 2 or 3 fights, and he's a gifted guy. He's gutsy. There's no, you know, he's got no shortcomings. But Brian Ortega is just that much better. When you have a guy that's better than the other guy, guess what? The younger guy is probably going to win. And not only is Ortega younger and better, he's bigger. And when you're bigger, he's able to struggle down and make his 145-pound weight by going in the sauna and things like that. But he's really a 155-pounder, maybe even bigger than that when he grows old. Anyway, bottom line is Ortega against Max Holloway, a fantastic main event, 5-round main event for the featherweight title. I think Ortega wins this. And if I'm wrong, what can I say? I'll eat some humble pie tomorrow morning on the Sunday edition. Of course, Valentina Shevchenko is in the co-main event. That's a women's championship fight at 115 pounds, taking on Joanna Jędrzejczyk. Joanna Jędrzejczyk and Valentina Shevchenko going to bring that Eastern European flavor to the show. And, of course, what I'm talking about is, you know, they're selling this fight now in Ukraine and Russia and all these different places because they've got these Russian stars. Before, you know, they put them on TV and no big thing. But now they've got Russian stars. Of course, Russians are taking over not only MMA, the cage fights, but of course, the world of boxing as well. Anyway, Valentina Shevchenko and Joanna Jędrzejczyk. The rest of the card sort of sucks. I mean, Jim Minua, he was a guy I thought that had some potential at 205 pounds, but he's got a glass jaw. And if you can't take a punch, guess what? You shouldn't be in the fight game. Big left hooker. But he throws his hook so slow. It's like, here it comes. Here comes my left hook. I'm telegraphing it. And in the meantime, you just either hook him with a quicker, shorter hook or throw that right hand. Because remember, a right hand, a right hand or a jab, always beat the hook. People don't realize, hey, I'm me. No, no. Some guys, you fight a hooker. I'll tell you what, I made the mistake of hooking with a hooker one time, a couple of different times. But, you know, it's something that you don't do often because you learn. You learn. So bottom line is you spar with hookers, you box hookers, you throw straight punches at them, especially that jab. Anyway, Valentina Shevchenko and Joanna Jay, that's probably it for the fight card. The rest of the card, not worth paying the money for. Sorry, but that's just the way I feel. As far as the upcoming UFC cards are concerned, the 29th, of course, John Jones coming back. The unbeaten, except for a disqualification early in his career, I believe against Mark Hamill. I think that was the guy's name. But he elbowed him, something like that, or kneed him when he was on the ground, which was not cool and illegal at the point in time. So John Jones was disqualified. But outside of that, and the fact he's been popped for steroids and cocaine, things like that, and, you know, the steroids, not once but twice. Not cool, John. Not cool. Coming off of suspension, said he had to give up and fess up to all the different ways there is to cheat. And that kind of goes, you know, and then you hear him on the show, goes, you know, I'm glad I've straightened out my life. That's what he said the last time after the cocaine and the car accident and the hit and run, that kind of good stuff down there in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Of course, fleeing the scene of a car accident at like 5 or 6 in the morning. Get this. He has a hit and run. This lady gets hurt. I believe she was pregnant. She gets hurt, I believe. I'm not sure. I think it just adds a little spice to the story. But I thought she was pregnant. Anyway, she gets hurt, and he flees the scene. But then he comes back. He comes back to the scene, gets something out of his car, and then leaves again. And they're trying to say that he came back for some cash. He came back for some grass. I mean, something like that. Come on. They found drug testing material and all kinds of other good stuff in his in condoms in his glove compartment. So John Jones, of course, sort of skated on that one. You know, he got connections. You know, I'm telling you, the USC just pulled a lot of tricks for him, and they pulled a lot of tricks for a lot of guys. I mean, they do. I mean, look what they did for Conor McGregor. Conor should have went to jail after he threw that hand truck at that bus and the glass shards got in people's eyes. He should have went to jail for that. This is not promotion of a fight. This is assault with a deadly weapon. Should have went to jail for it. His drunk ass, okay? And he didn't. What did they do? They turned it into the ugliest pre-fight setup you've ever seen in UFC history. That was just ugly. Him and Khabib, the build-up to that was ugly. He assaulted the man, not only Khabib, not only himself, but his father. You don't bring guys' fathers into that, man. You don't need to, you know. Unless the father's in your face, you don't need to do that. You really don't. I remember, I think my mother, I've maybe said this before, but my mother taught me one time, I had dogged this dude. I mean, this guy talked all kinds of smack going into the fight. And since he possibly listens to the show, I'm not going to mention his name. Okay, but he talked all kinds of smack going into the fight. And we had a decent little go, but, you know, I beat him up and I beat him pretty soundly, okay? Soundly, no doubt about it. I mean, to where there would be no rematch, okay? Or not even a call for a rematch. So I was in the locker room afterwards talking all kinds of smack still, blah, 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 blah. And my mother came in and she watched what I was doing and this and that. She didn't say anything right then and there. She said, okay, I'll see you later, blah, blah, blah. So when I got home, she was in her smoking chair. Yes, my mother was a chain smoker. That's how she died from cigarettes. Anyway, she was in her smoking chair. She said to me, you know, you had a good fight tonight. I said, thanks, Mom, blah, blah, blah. Something like, you know, whatever you say. Anyway, and she says, but you don't need to beat guys up after the fight. And I went, huh? She goes, yeah. She goes, you know, you were on him after the fight. I said, yeah, Mom, but he talked a lot of smack going in. She goes, but going in's one thing. She goes, be the man. Be the better man. After the fight, don't talk smack to the guy after you've beat him. You've already beaten him. You don't need to talk any more smack. No need to get into somebody's psyche that's already hurt. You've already beat them physically. Their psyche's hurting enough. Anyway, Mom made a lot of sense, no doubt about it. But anyway, John Jones and Alex Gustafson, of course, that's going to be the main event December 29th from Vegas for the light heavyweight championship. Of course, it's been vacated by the champion, Mr. Daniel Cormier, who was still the heavyweight champion, and Brock Lesnar. We'll get to that in just a second. But the co-feature is going to be Chris Cyborg Santos, of course, the monster. She's beaten everybody in the world. In fact, Scott Cuddy took her on. Scott lasted 14 seconds. Okay, that's all. She's a monstrous. I kid you not. She's like the most amazing, toughest female I've ever seen pound for pound. She weighs in 145 pounds. She's something like 160 pounds when she gets into the cage or when she fights. I've watched her in movie scenes where she's throwing guys that are like 250 pounds over cars. Like, she's like phenomenally strong, and she could fight as well. The only fight she ever lost was her pro debut many, many years ago. Of course, she's taking on Amanda Nunes, also of Brazil, this all-Brazilian battle for the Women's Featherweight Championship for the UFC. Of course, the UFC began in Brazil, basically, with back in the Gracie brothers, sort of starting this in the late 1930s and combining with Brazilian jiu-jitsu. And the whole bottom line is we've got two girls from Brazil, Amanda Nunes, the current world bantamweight champion, 135 pounds, stepping up 10 pounds to fight Chris Barrett, Cyborg Santos at 145. Bad move. Bad, bad move. I mean, unless Amanda can, like, score a lucky punch, it's over before the fight even starts. That's just the way it is. Watch me. I'm pretty dead set on that. John Jones and Gustafson, Gustafson put up a good fight the first time, separated John Jones' toe. Outside of that, it went five rounds. This fight will probably not go five rounds because I think both guys are going to gamble a little bit here. Because the gamble, listen, if you want to be great in mixed martial arts and or boxing, like Sugar Ray Leonard told me in 1989, we were running together. I said, what's the difference between a good fighter and a great fighter? He says, a great fighter will gamble. A great fighter will make that gamble. Yes, he will make that move to gamble. Anyway, Carlos Conde and Michael Chiesi is one of the co-features on this pay card. Iri Latifi and Corey Anderson, a light heavyweight bout. And the featherweight Chad Mendez, pretty good fighter at one point in time, taking on Alexander Volkanovski. That is the main review, the pay-per-view card coming up tonight, 10 p.m. in the East, 7 o'clock in the West. Am I going to buy it? No! Sorry, can't spend $70 on that one. Not for two fights. Although the pay-per-view rule is, if one fight's worth the cost of admission, then you would buy the entire card. And that sort of makes sense, but $70 to watch John Jones and Gustafson? I don't know. $70 to watch Cyborg and Amanda Nunes? I don't know. Maybe I'm spoiled. That's what it is. My pay-per-view money, I'm spoiled with it. I really don't like throwing down pay-per-view money. In fact, you know, I've been known to watch fights in different languages and things like that. I mean, in Russian, from Istanbul. I don't care. In Chinese, I don't care. You know, boxing is not difficult, and MMA is not difficult to watch and not to score. Just watching who's scoring who's imposing their will, who's landing the cleaner shots. That's sort of scoring all in itself. Why is it so difficult, both in MMA and boxing? I have no idea. Judges, open your eyes. Speaking of open your eyes, we've been doing so for 35 plus years now on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Ring Talk Live Worldwide, baby. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
I'll be right. You going to run the Walmart?
Yeah, 5:30.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor.
To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Treat yourself this holiday season and get live streaming of ROH on tour events like Honor Reigns Supreme.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events.
Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network. Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
You know, I want to fight in where I'm from. There's hella Mexicans and shit in here. Everybody keep booing me and shit. They want rice and chicken. I want some motherfuckers that want some conies around me.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Cazone's got Kell Brook today. Of course, Kell Brook, once the unbeaten IBF welterweight title holder, of course, 147 pounds, moved up to 160, had his face broken by Gennady Golovkin in the rematch, taking it back in his next fight, had his face broken again, of course, taking on a guy supposedly not that challenging tonight, but that, today, but that's on the Zone. So the Zone's hot and happening. Of course, we are 1 week away from, wow, Rocky Fielding. Remember that name, Rocky Fielding. Taking on, of course, Canelo Alvarez. Canelo Alvarez being the king of pay-per-view. I mean, he's a king, no doubt about it, king of pay-per-view, and now he's going to be the king of the apps because he's a guy that's going to, of course, drawing that $365 million check. So, of course, Oscar De La Hoya is getting a chunk of that. Speaking of De La Hoya, I didn't mention the fact that he promoted the Chuck Liddell-Tito Ortiz fight a few weeks ago, that MMA fight between the two dinosaurs, because I didn't think it deserved mentioning, whether before or afterwards. That's why I haven't gotten into that too much. Anyway, Canelo and Rocky is going to go 1 week from today. Of course, that is on from the Zone, on the, from the Garden, New York City. Of course, Bellator 123, that's 213. It's going to go December the 15th as well. Fantastic cards on the Zone for the most part. Good cards. You get to watch early guys. You get to watch experienced guys. So, you know, you get, what does Larry Merchant say? You get more boxing than you can stand. And that's a good way to put it. On the Zone and ESPN Plus, the two apps, of course. Other fights you can catch usually on VIPBox.TV or FirstRowSports.EU and sites like that. Let's talk about, just for a second. This is a tough one, folks. This is a tough one. Do you ever know a guy that never lost a fight? I mean, never lost a fight. Yeah, his name was Alfred Aguayo. He was my buddy. He was a four-time Golden Glove champion. His goal was to win four Golden Glove titles, get this, at four different weight classes. I think it was because he was lazy and didn't want to cut weight, so he just kept moving up in weight. But he capped off the Golden Glove career, I believe, in 1979 with a fourth Golden Glove title. And then he went undefeated as a pro, 8-0 with five knockouts. Anyway, Alfred Aguayo, a big boxing personality. We used to call him the legend. That's what he was, a legend, man. I mean, because I wouldn't have messed with him. I was looking at him. I was green. I was saying to myself, my trainer Fred Gilbert, we saw him sparring at Newman's Gym. And I said to myself, man, I gotta rumble with this guy in a couple of years if I stay at this weight. And he said to me, don't worry, man, he'll turn professional. And he did, of course. Marvin Huerta, who I saw this week, and I'll get into that in just a second. He fought him three times. Andy Nance fought him twice. Eric Martin, I think, fought him once or twice. So he beat all these guys. He was an incredible fighter. He never lost a fight locally, either amateur or pro. I kid you not. So Al Aguayo was a legend, okay? And then along came illness. And what illness was it? It wasn't heart disease. It wasn't, you know, it was diabetes. And diabetes took a hold of him. Of course, he said it was hereditary and things like that. His parents had it, and Al Aguayo had diabetes. But, you know, here's a guy that was such a health freak. I mean, he ate organic food, he didn't drink, didn't do drugs, the whole nine yards. I mean, he was the cleanest guy in the world, but he didn't take proper care of himself when it came to the insulin and the diabetes, okay? And on November 22nd, of course, the day that will live in infamy because that was the day President Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas, he dropped dead due to a sugar imbalance. So what I'm trying to tell you is that if you've got diabetes problems out there, you need to take this spit seriously and not look at it and say, oh, well, you know, I can get my diabetes here and there or my diabetes medicine here and there. No, you got to take this stuff real seriously, folks, seriously. Take your health seriously, because there's nobody more important in this entire world than the person on your personal identification. Check it. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Don't forget, Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific, I'm on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. 'Cause I love-